Matthew Pearl?
It'll be a game time decision. We'll see how he feels when he comes back. He felt pretty good coming off the ice today. We'll make a decision then.
Could he potentially take the warm up and not play? Or
correct.
You expect him to take the warm up?
I don't have an answer for that yet, okay. Gary.
Great. What's important for you guys tonight?
It's important that the starting point is the finishing point from the game, that we get back to the pace of the game, the physicality of the game very, very early. I think we're looking forward to that. Quite a few unknowns, we believe, are gone, just having everybody gone through the first one, the emotions of it. Based on the way the first game was played, we believe we have a starting point for how this game will be played. I think a lot of the extra emotions that you burned, especially for players new to this, is the anticipation of what it's going to look like. We have an understanding of the speed, the physicality of this game. And it's important that we're ready for that again.
Your young guys, in particular, Trouba, Scheifele, and Lowry, are extremely relaxed. They were good the other night, and they all three of them this morning were like, let's go. They're very excited to play. Does that surprise you?
No, they've so many times this year, the adversity that we faced was absolutely the best thing that ever happened to us. The number of man games lost on our back end, and really Brian Little being injured, for me there was a change in both those young centermen. They came into prominent roles. Lowry went into a bit of a shutdown role with Ladd and Frolik. So they've been heavily relied on in very, very important games, and especially very physical games in the Central Division. So they've passed through that time of, this is my first or second year. They belong on the ice.
They don't have the same pressure or weight of the history of not being in the playoffs. Lowry just got here.
Right.
Trouba, Scheifele are only in their second year. Is that an edge for them maybe over some of your older guys who have had to, you know, go for 400 or 500 games not playing in the playoffs and have it written and talked about so much?
Twofold. Yes. So their memory is you make the playoffs. They're all really dominant players on their junior teams or how they come up. They've had a big effect of that. And the other is, and I'm not speaking specifically of these three young men, but you find the young guys will go on, well, if we don't make the playoffs this year, I'm playing 20 more years in this league. I got lots of time. You know, you see that at times. But most often, those younger players don't play prominent roles. These guys did here. They did feel that pressure, and they excelled in it and delivered for our team.
What advantage do you guys get from that optional skate yesterday?
So there's no such thing as an optional skate in Winnipeg Jetland. It hasn't been all year.
That's what Stafford called it in the day.
He's from Buffalo. We're still working on the glossary of acceptable terms. So we don't. We make decisions. That yesterday was exactly our routine from November. When you looked at a heavy number of games, the kind of game that we would play kind of puts you in that recovery on your off day mode. That's the way we've done it. Other teams will skate and not morning skate. Everybody has their way. This is the way we do it.
Ducks win, they go up 2-0, but you win, it's tied 1-1, you've got home ice advantage. From your past playoff experience, what kind of pressure does that put on the home team for a game like tonight?
Yeah, the pressure changes in a series on home losses. You know, you're supposed to win your games at home, and then as the first place team, you've got yourself a guaranteed series. So, but I didn't feel in that game, and I don't expect it. They have a healthy respect for our work level and our compete level. We clearly have a healthy respect for their talent level and their accomplishments this year. There didn't seem to be on the ice one team looking like they were under more pressure than the other. Puck's going to drop and away we go. I don't think that will be a factor in this series till later.
Paul, you spoke a couple of days ago about the response Andre Pavlik gave you down the stretch after a disappointing game in St. Louis. Can you talk about how important that is maybe to the confidence his teammates have in him and maybe more so to the confidence he has in himself?
Individual player confidence is the most critical. In the stretch run, he played, came out and won five after the game in St. Louis. And in that was the five, I don't want to say best games that he played, but we asked him to be dynamic in those games by the way we played in front of him, and he delivered on those. Came in with three shutouts at the end of the year where we were better in front of him. So we got a bad break on the first goal off our defenseman's foot, but looked so steady and calm. Rebound control, positioning in the net. There were stretches where there wasn't a whole lot going on for either goaltender, where they just had to be square and right. His rebound control was really good. And we have confidence in him, as we do in Mike Hutchinson.
Paul, would you consider a scenario where you use Perreault mainly on the power play, or does he need to be available to you 5-on-5 as well?
I would consider using a player only on the power play, given a certain style of game and schedule. I would not put a player in the lineup only for the power play, knowing the way the game was going to be played. Because, you know, in the game, we're talking about one in the first, and then, you know, you're going to have them play for less than 2 minutes. You know, if there's only one power play in the second period, for less than 2 minutes on a block of 46 minutes, both teams will need to run four lines on a pretty regular basis to keep the pace that this series demands. So if Matty Perreault goes into the lineup, he will be going in more than just a special teams player.
What do you think your third and fourth lines gave you in game one?
A goal. One of the things that Jimmy brings is a positive number in the faceoff circle for us, so we were able to use them in the D zone. I thought both those third and fourth lines, Lowry's goal was huge for us, but I thought all four were fairly even at times. You know, for the big bulk of the game at the end of the day, Scheif scores one against Getzlaf, Scheif gives one up against Getzlaf. Little's line is minus one off a, I'm not sure that's much of a chance off our goalie's foot. Lowry's line's plus one. It was fairly even at the 5-on-5 mark. The two best chances are probably Thorburn and Wheeler off the post. So they all had an opportunity to add something. They all gave things up over the course of the game. But on a 5-on-5 basis, they were all pretty solid.
Paul, on the faceoffs, Jim obviously got it done the other night in game one, but how important will it be to balance the ledger there in the faceoff circle, if not gain some type of advantage coming off of game one?
Faceoffs are critically important. And then I don't know that analytically they are quite as important as we feel they are as coaches. That being said, we were much stronger in the first period, and then you've got some veteran centermen that were able to make the adjustment, not so much on our centermen, but on the linesmen, and we were chasing the puck a little more than we needed to, or that we could probably sustain over time. We'll have to do a better job. A lot of cleans. Clean wins. The scrums, you know, that we chart, there were actually fewer than we normally see in the game. There were a lot of clean picks both ways, which can be a real challenge when you're on the wrong side of that ledger.
You may have just touched on it there when you talked about possession after the faceoffs, but I wondered in your assessment of the third and fourth lines and the way you assessed it just now, you talked about outcomes, but you didn't have a lot of the puck, particularly with the fourth line.
Correct.
Do you find that an area of concern going forward, or something that you think was a something that just happened one game and maybe be different naturally the next time?
Those possession stats can be extreme at both ends of the ledger. Your fourth line players, so your argument against what I'm going to say to you is, well, then why doesn't your fourth line do it? But they will throw more from the outside or everything at the net, which will skew shot blocks, miss shots. These guys are getting a lot of pucks to your net. Then when you look at actually how many got to the net, it may not be as dangerous as the fourth line had the best chance of both fourth lines going in. And at the other end of the spectrum, for red zone shots, gets left line generated fewer than probably any of the other lines, but they don't need to. So they hold the puck more, they make more plays. Those are the extremes when you're talking about players like Getzlaff and Perry. It was heavier weighted in zone time, which was more of a concern for us toward the end of the second period. There's a block of time there. We looked at how we can be better in those areas and things that we can do to relieve some of that pressure outside of that block of time. We were good.
One of the things that's come up a number of times is how physical the series is and is anticipated to continue to be. I'm wondering about your thoughts on a series where your focus is on checking, but checking by position and checking by angles and not so much the physical part of it in order to gain possession, keep possession, and maybe not get them going, because Bruce has talked about when we play a physical team, we love it because we're a physical team. Sometimes it's harder to get going when the other team just wants to skate. Is there any thoughts to that?
So are you asking me would a strategy be to come off the physicality in order to change the style of game they play? And I'm asking you, Mitch, is that...
No, that's not the question. No, the question is, are we overemphasizing the hitting part of your checking system and that if you just check the way you normally check, maybe not as physically, would you take a different energy to the game?
So the hitting in that game was above NHL norms. Both teams sit above NHL norms over the 82 games, and then that was above that... our norms. I think that very few of the hits in the game, and what's different is because both teams are good at it, came from being out of position. So the player was, and this is for Anaheim and this is for us as well, the player's where he was supposed to be. There's an opportunity to curl or finish, which really doesn't change necessarily any outcome other than we finish, and so does Anaheim. So, yeah, we could come off that. We could run the exact same routes and not hit, and they could too, and it would serve neither team. The players would say, then why for 82 games did you have me on video not finishing that check? So that won't change, and it's who we are. We hit because we're skating at the right pace at the end of the day. When our hits drop, usually our legs aren't moving the way they need to move. Both teams' legs were moving. They got to the hits. They were hard hits, clean. They weren't. I didn't see any that I thought were overly late. There were a few late both ways. But they got to the hits on time. Thank you.